Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Patterson and this is P4P Real Talk, and this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And I'm coming out of here from my new second home, which is Click Nutrition. And it's just change of pace, getting a new atmosphere, new arena. We get the fans want to know natural bodybuilding, and this is a place that really supports it. And so we're going to have sometimes some Q&A, not today, though. And the people that walk in just want to talk and find out what natural bodybuilding is all about. But first, today, I'd like to talk about somebody that's just a true gem. I actually met her, and I was just honestly just blown away at the humble demeanor of both her husband and her and her children. And we just had a ball, and I was just elated to be around them. I'm speaking about Mary Ricardo. She's the wife of Phil Ricardo Jr. She's a wife, a mother, and now a competitor, and I'm sure she's handled all three well, but I'm sure they were all quite a surprise in the initial beginning. So, Mary, could you introduce yourself and just let the natural community know about you and your background, and then we'll start the show.
All right. Hi, Kaylin. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. Thanks for having me on. I'm Mary Ricardo. Like you said, I'm wife of Philip Ricardo Jr. We have a couple kids. I've competed before. I've been around the bodybuilding community for a couple years now. So, thanks for having me on.
Oh, not a problem. And you've done a lot of traveling, and you've seen the good and bad of natural bodybuilding. You've seen some shows, and you've been to some shows where, you know, they're above caliber, and you've been to some venues where, you know, you kind of wish, why'd you even show up? And, you know, all of that's basically growing, and I'm so glad that a lot of that negative atmosphere, well, not, I don't want to say negative, but it was more not really a successful way to go about doing natural bodybuilding. And, you know, being a wife and sitting in the audience and being there in the atmosphere instead of being backstage, you know, where a lot of us get to see that positive aspect, there's a lot of things that happen in the audience. There's a lot of things that happen, you know, that we don't get to see that you do and you're a part of, and you get to hear it and you get to witness it firsthand. And, you know, I'm sure that was quite a change when you actually got on stage, and, you know, it's kind of different. So could you talk about both those aspects and, you know, as a wife and as a competitor, how that, you know, changes?
Yeah, I mean, we've been to our fair share of disappointing shows, and, you know, I guess I'm biased. You know, I wish placements had been different, but like I said, I'm biased. You know, I guess sitting in the audience and hearing, you know, different people talk, or, you know, hearing what judges have to say, you know, and there's been disappointing things, and then there's been some really great, you know, shows and situations that we've been in. And I can honestly say, it's so different when you actually are on stage as opposed to always being, you know, behind the scenes helping your husband get ready. So I have a newfound respect for competitors and, you know, what they do, because I've only done it once. And let me tell you, the diet, you know, the workout, the consistency, it was hard.
Yes.
So I really have a newfound respect, and, you know, being up on stage and being nervous, and, you know, it's just a whole different show for me. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll try it again next year. I don't know. But right now I'm content being behind the scenes again and supporting my husband as he, you know, goes up for his big show at the end of the year. So, yeah.
It's a lot different, and, you know, I'm glad you actually approached it with the mindset of respecting the stage, because there's so many people that say, oh, you know, I can do this, and then, you know, about halfway through, they realize they can't maintain the diet, they can't really hold on to the conditioning or the work ethic, and they still say they're going to, you know, do the bucket list and step on stage and not really, you know, bring the package that would represent what they really started out with. So it was great that you actually brought exactly what you wanted to as best as you could for, you know, how you went about it. And that just speaks well of you know, how much you respect this sport.
Well, I wouldn't say I brought my best package. I'm sure, you know, I probably could have done a little bit better because I think when I went into it, I did have that mentality like, oh, I can do this, whatever, it's so easy, you know, and then towards the end it was really hard. And, you know, I probably should have guided longer. So that's why, I mean, I do have a newfound respect because I see how hard it is. It's really hard. You know, I mean, if I do it again, I'm definitely going to bring a better package, and this time I'll listen to my coach. Because when it's your husband telling you what to do, the diet, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe I should hire a coach this time. But it was fun. You know what I did? I did a really small show, and I'm glad I did it. Like I said, it was a lot of hard work. I'm wasn't used to that. You know, like I kind of feel like, you know, I married you, and yes, I knew you were a competitor, but when you married me, you knew I wasn't a competitor. So, it was interesting.
Well, I'm sure it was quite the balancing act, and I'm sure it was a good, you know, turn of events where you could see, you know, because like you said, you really don't understand in depth about what has to happen in preparation. So when you hear about prep, I'm sure you can go back and you can start thinking about some days when you're like, you know, I really don't care to do this right now.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah. You know, as a competitor, when you stepped on stage, you know, was it some kind of freedom for you, or was it, you know, some kind of, I mean, what was that feeling like?
What was going through my mind?
Yes.
I was just really nervous. I don't know if it was really freedom. You know, I'm a mom. I've had 3 kids. When I was younger, I used to be pretty overweight. I was an overweight teen. And, you know, when I joined the Army, you know, I kind of slimmed down, but not to the shape I wanted to be. So for me, it was a change. And then, like, you know, I felt really good about myself. Like, it was just really good. I felt good about myself getting on stage. I guess it's kind of like proving things to people that thought I would never do it, or all the people that called you a fat girl. So it was kind of like that, I guess.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because I know, honestly, I had no intent on ever stepping on stage either. But mine was more of a... Well, you know, I got to hear some of the back talk about, you know, what was I doing around bodybuilding. I had never stepped on stage. You know, what do I know? And that, to me, was like a challenge. It wasn't an initial challenge, you know, directed to me, but it was, you know, some bad statements directed at me. And I've been around sports all my life, so I was like, you know, then let's do this, because, you know, if that's what it takes to show people that I belong and it's something that I don't mind doing anyway, then why not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now,
so,
yeah. Uh-huh. So now when you've done the competition and you have to do the poses, how was your breathing? Because I got to know.
How was my what?
How was your breathing when you were doing your poses?
Oh, my God. You know what? Honestly, I don't remember. I was so nervous that I was like, I didn't want my legs to shake. I was like, legs do not shake. You know, stand up there. I don't want to, like, make sure I didn't do anything, like, bend over too far, because I really don't like that much. So I don't know. I don't remember the breathing part, but I was making sure my legs didn't shake and that I didn't trip and fall on my high heels. So I think that was the number one thing on my mind, do not trip. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and
yeah,
and
so
how long did you practice in the heels?
Oh, for a while, actually. I bought them as soon as I signed up for the show, or at least a couple months before I bought them. I was practicing in them, and then, you know, Phil would help me out. So,
good. Yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, the respect factor, because it does make a difference. And, you know, it's so many that, you know, they do the gym work and everything else, and then when it comes time to do the actual, you know, posing and things that basically stage required, they fall a little short because they didn't really go that deep into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, all right, you got to do that. You felt that thing. Did the show go as fast as everybody said it goes for them?
Yeah. You know, for all the prep it takes to go into it, like, it feels like you're on stage for, like, a minute, and then you're off, and then you go back on again, you know, and then you get your trophy, and then, you know, it was really, really fast. I think it's a lot slower when you're spending the days, like, when I watched my husband compete, the day, like, drags on. But when it was me, it went by in, like, 5 minutes, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it felt like that.
And so post-show, what did you eat?
Post-show, what did I eat? Oh, my gosh. A lot? You know, okay, I have a tragic story. I mean, because I never put myself through a diet like this, so I was really horrible. I actually did it the wrong way. I should have listened to my husband, so I crazy dieted 1,200 calories. This is not his advice at all. This is my own horrible advice. Just give me a diet plan. I crazy dieted. Like, I got down. I'm not a big girl. Like, I don't have a lot of body fat. I mean, I'm not a big girl. I got down to, like, 112 pounds, right? So I was on 12 calories. I got down to 112 pounds. You know, I wasn't, like, as close as tight as I wanted to be. But after the show, let me tell you, everything that everybody says about, like, reverse dieting, I did not follow. I blew up. So I went to, like, IHOP, the pancake house, yeah, and I was so sick afterwards. So, yeah, if I ever do the show again, yeah, I'm going to do everything different. So, you know, it's trial and error. But, yeah, after post-show, I completely went overboard on everything. It was really bad.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm glad you shared that.
Don't follow my advice. Don't ever follow, like I said, don't. This is not so doing. I should listen to what he said, so you live and learn.
Yes. And that's important because, you know, there's always an understanding about what you know, but I always found out if you want to get better, you gotta get past what you know. And that's usually somebody that's already been there, yeah.
Yeah. Now I know what not to do.
It's a process, I'm telling you. And, you know, I always used to hear, trust the process. And there's days where you want to, you know, put some giddy up in that process because it seems like things aren't going as fast as you'd like.
Yep, exactly.
Now, when you have to, you know, prepare for the road for your husband, you know, you're a family, so there's some things that have to start, I'm sure, early, and basically it's got to be an all-day process. How did you feel being on the other side where you had to do everything and still be ready for stage?
For when I competed, you mean?
Yes.
You know what? I think that my husband, he really helped out a lot and got ready, you know, helped get the kids ready and everything so I could focus on myself. So, and we, where I competed at was too far away, so it wasn't anything crazy. I think we just stayed at a hotel one night, but, yeah, he really, like, stepped up to the plate and helped out a lot. So, honestly, I felt like I had a pretty easy time getting on the road. It feels like it's harder when we're, you know, preparing to go to his shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that shows your focus. I respect that. It's well said. Now, let's go back to that where, you know, now you're back to being the wife and your husband's competing and you're sitting in the audience and, you know, there's people that are rooting for the next guy standing next to him. And, you know, there's some people that, you know, come from the NPC realm, so they're not used to the family atmosphere and the camaraderie that, you know, the naturals are used to. And they say some things that are, you know, not so pleasant. That as a wife, how do you maintain yourself to where it's not degrading to the show, the promoter, or your husband?
Wait, could you say that again? The last part. What did you say?
I said, how do you maintain yourself where you don't, you know, fly off on somebody or say something that would degrade the show, the promoter, yourself, or your husband?
Oh my goodness! Well, let me see. So I would not say that I've always maintained my composure at shows, but I've gotten a lot better. I don't know if it's being terrible, but I mean, at the Olympia, the University of Olympia that we went to the last time I still competed, and, you know, just hearing what a lot of the judges said, and one judge in particular is really, really ticked me off. Like, you know, he's saying that my husband looks small on stage, and, you know, comparing him to Kyoshi. Let me tell you, I have a love-hate relationship with Kyoshi. I hate him when he competes, and about 4 to 5 months later, like, I like him, he's all right again. But comments made, or, you know, I think that it's easy to take stuff the wrong way. So, I probably said some things I'm not proud of. I've gotten better. But, you know, I think when you're in the audience, I'm so nervous for my husband. So if he loses, like, the disappointment is so huge too. Like, I feel like we almost feel more than them. You know? Like,
yeah.
You feel so bad. So, you know, I said some stuff. So, not anything horrible. But, yeah, I don't know about maintaining the composure part. But next time around, I'll definitely, you know, be careful what I say. Did you think that I maintained my composure?
I know when we were at the Natural Universe, you did very well. Because it was a tight show.
Yeah, I mean, he won the show, but you know what? Honestly, who we went up against, Marshall Johnson. Like, you know, even if Marshall would have won, I love Marshall, so you know, it wouldn't have been heated feelings. But I think, you know, when there's misunderstood being said, I guess it just kind of amps up the ego. I don't want to say anything too bad. You know. Yeah, the Universe was a good show, though. I mean, there was some drama, but the Universe was a good show overall, and all the male competitors were awesome. So, I don't know.
Well, honestly, that was the first time I'd seen that stacked a show where, you know, it was just, wow. I mean, like, that was one of those wow moments at a show where you just don't know. And then, you know, like I said, there were people in the audience that were seeing things, and I was like, wow, do they realize this is the wife sitting here, you know? But you just, you know, kept supporting your husband and never made it an issue. So I was very happy to see
that. Well, that's probably because I didn't hear them. See, if I would have heard them, I would have said something. I don't think I heard them, no. Was this at the Universe?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think I heard that, because usually, I don't know. Yeah, I probably would have said something. It's a good thing that I didn't hear them.
I love it.
Don't even say that either. Don't even.
No, I will not.
Yeah.
I will not. Yeah, we'll let that one, we'll let that sleeping dog lie.
Yeah,
that's completely right, yeah.
Let's say
now, that was the first time you got to see Meshach. And he was quite the package. It's wow. He's really gotten a lot better. And to see him then, and I mean, my goodness. And you know, like I said, it was a tough show, and you know, nobody really knew going in, you know, what was going to happen, because everybody was bringing their best. And, you know, like Marshall always steps on there with a top-notch package. Your husband was looking phenomenal. And then there were some others that stepped in there, and they were ready to go. So I'm sure, you know, it was almost nail-biting from start to finish.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, I'm so nervous when he's on stage. Like, I feel sick. So, yeah, I would definitely.
And the one he won, and that, you know, he won, what was it, the Beats by Dre headphones?
Yeah.
I think was one of the prizes.
Yeah.
Now, I had heard about them, but I didn't think they were, you know, so I actually did the research on them after that show because I just didn't know they were that good and that expensive. So I was like, wow, you know, that's quite a nice reward for, you know, doing the work.
Oh, yeah.
Who got to keep those headphones?
Did he give them to you? Oh, the headphones. Okay. So he got to keep the headphones, right? He got to keep the Beats. Of course, you know, he won them. But let me tell you, he already had a pair of Beats, right?
Are you serious?
So that was the second pair of Beats. So guess what he did with his first pair of Beats?
Oh, no.
He gave them to one of his friends.
Oh, no.
So to this very day, I still hold it against him. I'm like, seriously, how are you going to give them to some other guy that you train? So, yeah, that's an ongoing thing with us. It's like a joke, but not a joke. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Right? I hope he hears this. I hope he's listening. I bet he is listening. I can't believe
I'm sorry for that.
Dude. Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, Rico, you blew it. Rico, you blew it. I'm going to tell you right now, you blew it.
Right? I'm trying. I don't let him live that down, not the deep.
Oh,
and
no, not the deep. No.
Anyway, so now he has a pair of generic headphones right now because his second pair of beats got smashed. So. Not by me.
Oh. Poor fella.
Yeah.
I'm sure you just feel so bad for him.
No. Not at all.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry for laughing, Rico. You blew it. I gotta say it. You blew it. After all of that, yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, now this is something that you know, I came down there and we talked about something, and I'm sorry that we lost that video because that was a great interview. And I appreciate your openness about it, and you know how you talked about, you know, with the onset of social media, you know, there's a lot of things that the wives, the girlfriends, the husbands, the boyfriends have to deal with, you know, because like people that are fans are nice, but there's other people that don't really see it, and it's almost like beyond hero worship. And they see it in things that just aren't very polite, especially if you're the significant other. How do you deal with that?
You know what? I've been looking at bodybuilding guys. You know, people don't see my husband as a right, and then you go on there and you go on there and you do something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get a lot of things on your way. So I've been called like a mud puck and lots of different things.
It can be, you know, I can tell you just from personal interaction, it can be really graphic. And it's to the point where you're asking, you know, I know for me personally, I was asking myself, do I portray something that they thought this would be acceptable or okay to send me in a message, you know, and my pastor was talking to me about that where, you know, he's basically just letting me know, you know, hey, this is not something that you are, it's just something they hope to find in you. And then, you know, I can't imagine being on the flip side of that where you get to see some of those things. I know Andrea Castillo had talked to me about that, you know, some of the things that they send to her husband Ed. And, you know, male and female, it really doesn't matter. They're just basically looking at the skin and that's all they see.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a wife, as a mom, and, you know, as somebody that's gone through the trial and tribulations of making sure that your husband, you know, is able to bring his best, that's got to be kind of a slap in the face.
Yeah. I just learned how to, And so the same goes for females as well. You know, they get attention. As the other person, the other spouse, you know, it's really important. If you want to keep your marriage together, be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I used to feel, you know, Phil and I have had ups and downs. Like I said, we've had issues like that before, you know, as far as that. I don't know, just be open and honest. If you're not ready to be married and you're ready to go with someone else, you'll get the best of you, then step out, you know, go out the door. Okay. If you want
I talked to Andrea about this, and she was very open about it. And she said, you know, sometimes it gets on your nerves because she's like, wait a minute, you know, they send it all nice and calm and casual, and then, you know, about two or three messages in, it becomes something quite different. And I think a couple of years back, it made her really angry for a minute. But then, like she did, like you said, where she said, well, okay, look, if that's what they're trying to do, then they're not going to get the victory over that. And, you know, it made a big difference in how she approached it. And then, you know, they did talk about it, and they got things, you know, on point and balanced, and they got clarity on everything. So each knew, you know, what was going to be happening in the future. And I think that, you know, when they, you know, it's talking it out, makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to go from there, and we're going to jump on to this other one, because, it's like I said, you've got so many facets to you. It's just nice to see. As a mom, you know, you got to see one of yours on stage.
Oh, yeah, my children?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah, when we started promoting our show, I thought, you know, it's all going to be in this. Why not continue to be at our show? So, you know, we kind of, then they went on a little diet, we did the posing, came up with the routine. So, it was great. So they went on stage, they've been on a couple times, and so, our family's kind of changing because I can't really say too much about it, but, oh, we've been picked up for a TV show. Yeah, I can't say too much because it's not out yet, but it's not a big network. So it's really exciting, all these opportunities that have come up because of it. So now, you know, I see my kids, like, step into the limelight, and, like, I just can't be any prouder. You know, it's just a really exciting time for us right now, and I don't know what direction this is all going to go in, but,
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is awesome. Breaking news. Wow.
Yeah. So they've been filming this year, and then we're going to be filming again later on in the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you brought that up, I remember he did a commercial. Your husband did a commercial, yes?
Oh, yeah, for Hillary's supplement company in Australia.
Okay, yes. And that was quite an event. That is, so this is something that's pretty much in your eyesight and venue, because, like, these things, you guys are just, I guess, photogenic and camera ready in a good way. You know, and I'm glad that you get these kind of blessings, because that shows the work and diligence for being there consistent, not just, you know, being a splash in the pan. This is something that's been happening for years.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but I would say this is, like, pretty legit thing. Because, you know, we've been asked to be on a couple of reality shows, and Sarah's been on one, but it really didn't pan out. So it's funny, because we went right in. You know, they come to us. Not that we're so special, but, I mean, they see our family, and they hear about us. So, you know, they've us to do it, and we had to do the interview and everything. And so, yeah, we feel really blessed. Like, it just seems like it seems to be teaching us. So, you know, this is a pretty big deal, and I'm really, really excited about it. And I just can't, you know, wait to see what happens with it all. But, I think you're really superstars, and I'm so happy with that. But I gotta keep I don't want my kids' heads to blow up. Because, you know, my son's like a preteen now, so, you know, it's like a big deal.
Yes.
So I'm keeping,
yes, it
I'm
is.
I'm keeping everybody grounded. I'm keeping all the reporters grounded.
Well, that comes from good parenting, so congrats to you on that, too.
Thank you.
And, you know, there was one thing that I'll never forget, and it was just one of those groundbreaking things. And I know it might sound like small potatoes to you, but it was big to me. And it was seeing your husband's face and body on the side of a big bus, and with the sponsor, his sponsor, I think it's Body Evolution. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
And to me, to see a natural athlete getting that kind of spotlight was just groundbreaking to me. I mean, it just shattered everything, because I was so used to the enhanced realm getting all these accolades, but not, I mean, I was searching high and low, and I couldn't see anyone that was a natural athlete that really was getting the backing that I felt, you know, natural competitors deserved. So, you know, this is all pre-P4P and NDN and New Dawn Nutrition and all these other ones. It just didn't seem like anybody was interested. How did that come about? And, you know, how did that feel to see your husband's face and Monica and body on the side of a bus?
Well, with the Body Evolution, I'm from Utah, so we went out to a show there, and him and Jason the Body Evolution, you know, he saw Phil and they just really clicked, and he's like, you know, I want to thank you. You know, Jason really, you know, he's really done a lot for Phil as far as, you know, being a sponsor. They've done a workout DVD together. And, you know, like they put him on the bus. He was on posters all over. So it was really cool seeing that. And, you know, I really wish natural competitors would get more recognition on mainstream level, because you don't see that. And I think it's so divided. Everybody's so divided. There's this organization, that organization, that organization. So I really feel like we would all come together. You know, I think that's what I think the most athletes out there, you know, give them more. They were so bucked off. And I said, you know, we know people that need steroids. We know people that them. That's the path that they want to go. You know, most of us have a big goal that way. Okay. Okay. You know, you just see the eyes they do, the eyes they see, how they have to be cool and they dominate. I could do it as well, but we can't come together. And it was putting out more and more.
I mean, that whole group had a nice, great run, and they looked, you know, they looked great. That was That was a show to remember. And, you know, and the fact that, you know, so much was going on in Jason's life at the time, he and his family. It was just, you know, it was really something. I'm so thankful that, you know, there's things that you don't plan, but they happen. And then they're so, you're so blessed because of it, because it's one of those moments you just don't expect. And it was just really something to behold. And then to find out the backstory, it was, well, I'll let you talk about it, because you actually were more into it than I will ever be.
What was the question? Sorry,
it's kind of
muffled here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Jason's daughter.
Oh, okay, Kennedy?
Yes.
Yeah. When we met Jason several years ago in California, he brought his entire family out of them from Utah, and we all met them. We went to PFK. So, you know, his little daughter came out there, and she could still see, you know, she's like a little girl, you know, normal, everything. So that's because her vision was going. So, you know, we periodically go out and visit them just to see her deteriorate. And, you know, Jason and Heather were so awesome and so strong. Like, I didn't know what I would do if I was in that position. I would be a mess if I had to, you know, watch my daughter go through what Kendra went through. But you know what? It was like our whole family came together. And, you know, all the way to the end, people were so loved. And they just all pulled together. And, you know, I was able to make it out to the signal. But, you know, Sam flew out there. People to support Jason and the amount of people that showed up for them. It is beautiful. And, you know, she's missed and loved so much today. And I said, Jason and Heather, they're just the most strong people I have honestly I've ever met. So it was, you know, bitter, you know, when they won it. And the swords that they won at the Olympia, if I'm correct, they actually put their swords in Kennedy's casket. Or on her cat. I'm not sure, but you know, it's really bitter to me. They all came together, so yeah, it was a sad moment.
Yes, and you know, I'm glad you talked about, you know, being a family and, you know, being a mother. I'm sure it just tugged at your heart more than anything to see that, and you know, when you can think. And thank God that, you know, it's not you in that situation, because, I mean, I didn't know what to do when you find out, you know, wow, this is really happening. You know, like, it's not a movie. It's not, you know, this is reality. And he's dealing with this. His family's dealing with this. And they were doing it in such a way that, my goodness. It's really special how they went about doing that. Really, really special.
Yeah. But it's a testament to how amazing Jason and Heather are, you know?
Yes. I mean, it's like I said, it's really something to see. I mean, you can hear about things. It's like, you know, sometimes people sugarcoat it. Or blow it up to where, you know, oh, it can't be that good. You know, it can't be that nice. And, you know, he was very open about it. He was very honest. The whole family was about, you know, how they felt. But they never let it take away from the love they were sharing. And that was just special to me. It's just like, wow, wow. I mean, that's all I can say. It's just, my goodness, and to have so much positive come out of that was just amazing. And I know it's got to be a special thing to know that you know them personally, and you can just get on the phone and chat and actually be real about things, because it doesn't get any realer than that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have your family is much more than bodybuilding. I mean, you've got a daughter daughters that are doing quite well and outside of bodybuilding. They actually get to do things on stage, but they're quite athletic. Is that stemming from you or from Rico?
Okay, well, let's see. They definitely got their daddy's muscles, because I don't know. I'm kind of laughing in that area. But my daughter's an athlete. My daughter's there. That's a little bit ridiculous. My daughter's on the team, but my daughter, Sonali, she's a little genius, and she does really well. Like, in the state of Virginia, she got first on her floor, and she got second overall in all the talent. And she literally just started doing gymnastics, like, a year ago. So, for her, like, she's been training for 2 to 3 months and just killing in all the competitions, you know. She sees a lot like her dad. She definitely, has such a great poser, and, you know, amazing on the floor, just like him. So, and my other little daughter, she's naughty. So she can't even do gymnastics yet. Not so she changes her behavior, but she's red too. She doesn't really do that much, and her arms are so ripped, and she has like quads and like calves. So they got my brains, and then they got daddy. They got a straw.
Oh, I'm loving this. Wow.
Oh, you'll see my daughter. I'm telling you, you'll see my daughter. When the TV show comes out, you guys will see it. It's pretty amazing. All the kids, me and my son, but, you know, my son struggles a little bit more, like, with my daughter's diet. She just gets ripped right away. We have to diet, but not specifically, nothing intense or anything, but, you know, my son has to work out, you know, a little bit harder. He's like his mama, you know? So, But all the kids are amazing. My son has a six pack. Like, all my kids are like little athletes, so, you know. It's cool to see them following their dad's footsteps. Seriously.
Oh, cool. And to watch that happen has got to be something, as a mom, you're like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I have, you know, all these little, you know, divas and, you know, bodybuilders walking around my house. There's not just about Phil anymore. But I think it's kind of cool to see that happen in our family. But I think Phil always thought, but I think, you know, when you have a son, you think, oh, they're going to follow my footsteps. But I think he was surprised when he saw his daughter following his footsteps.
Oh, wow. So you got to be a proud mama. I said, you got to be a proud mom.
I'm a proud mom. I'm not proud of my kids.
That's right.
They're in a gifted program at school. They said, my son just made the football team.
Now, this is something that I think a lot of people don't think about, but it's something that is very obvious to anybody that's not actually in it, and that's that. If the parent is active, just one, not much less both, the children have so much more energy in life when they're out dealing with society and in society. Has that been a big thing that you've noticed as a mom, how they interact with others?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's hard. Kids are like little sponges, and they copy everything they see. So, you know, if you're on the treadmill, they want to be on the treadmill. You know, if they're confident on stage, they want to, you know, get up on stage and be confident. So, I may not have a track, but I can run just as fast as my son. We're always really active. Like, you know, we work out with our kids. We do everything together as a family. So, you know, it really shows through. And I think that's why my kids, you know, gravitate toward athletics. They see their mom's fitness, you know, they do. It's the same with the diet, you have an obesity problem in America. You know, kids don't know what a sweet potato is, but they know what french fries are. You know, our kids, they have around the diet, and they like the healthy food. Because they see, you know, me and my husband that way. So I think it's really the cost. Everything. So it's great to see.
Well, it's a pleasure to watch because, you know, I've in my family, you know, we didn't really key in on the health side of it. So it's, you know, it's like there's so many of us that are learning to be healthy, I guess the best way to say it, where we thought what we thought was good health wasn't as good as we thought it was.
So
it's good to watch a family grow up in good health instead of having to learn it later on in life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, as a mom, when you're preparing to go to all these different places, you know, how do you keep them reined in? This is cordial and nice, and they're energetic, but in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, my two oldest are really good. They're really calm kids. So they're usually pretty good. I don't know, my little one, I don't keep them reined in. She's pretty naughty. She's the one that we all try to, take care of her. Like my oldest friend is trying to keep her calm when she's in the audience and stuff. I think my kids are just so used to going to all the shows and being an audience that kind of a normal thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part, you know how to behave. But yeah, and they're getting older, so it's easier.
Well, it makes a difference because, you know, you can see that. You can see it when they're interacting with others. You know, I just love how they look up and get the okay and just do things, interacting back and forth with you and your husband, and still being cordial and humble as they go about it. And that's something special. I respect that you guys did that. It's really something nice to watch.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have good kids. I'm
sorry. You've done well. Now, I got two more questions because there's things that just, you know, it seemed like you guys were doing things and they were just popping. The Legend Show, the second year, the first year you had somebody on there that just kind of blew me away because I was shocked when I saw him, and that was Daniel Strong. Had you met him before the show?
No, I've never met him before the show. That was our first time. I didn't even know that he was going to show up. But his story and him, he is such an amazing person. My son loves him. Like, my son texts him on the phone.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that was awesome. That was an awesome show. Yeah, I don't know what to say. He's a great guy.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. And I had the chance to talk with him on the show, but I had wanted to speak to him before that because, you know, with what had happened in his life and, you know, what people would be considering a setback, it was just basically, I don't want to say a bump in the road to diminish the hard work that he did, but it was something that he made a point that he was going to be able to live with, and he's living with it quite well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he blew everybody away when he was on stage. It was an awesome moment, seeing him win, and we were really honored to have him come to our show. And I never seen him again. He came to the show, I didn't even recognize him. I was like, who's the guy with the dread? Because, you know, like, when he died it down, his face was all stuffed in and skinny. And he is so big now. Like, now the guy is just, like, you know, a big guy. I didn't recognize him until I turned around and like, oh, my gosh. So it was great seeing him again come up the show. he's a really cool guy that really persevered through everything, you know, that's life thrown at him. And our last one was awesome. You know, we had Michael Daniels step on stage. Super cool guy. You know, not all stuff up. Like, you know, you think he would be, but he's just a really cool guy. So we had an awesome, you know, show. We had a great show.
Yeah.
We did get more bikini girls in there.
Now, as a competitor, as a wife of a competitor, how different is it to actually promote a show for competitors?
You know, it's a lot of hard work. We're like zombies. It's a lot about networking, reaching out to people, begging them to come to us. No, not really that bad. But It's a hard work, a lot of the kind of things. Obviously, Jenny and Diana, they come out and Diana, she's so efficient at everything. Like, we just have everything. Her and Kathy fell down. So it really makes it easier on us. But, yeah, it's just like a whirlwind. Like I said, a lot of work promoting the show. Just trying to get people to come out. People are hesitant. You know, it's a little bit more expensive for our show. It's really on the East Coast, so it's not as popular. We're also competing against, you know, and trying to figure out a show that doesn't coincide with anything else. So it's a lot more work than I thought it would be. And, you know, the competitors need you. There's like a million different questions. So, like, you know, I try to answer as much as I can while my husband's out with it. You know, Phil, man, he's on a plane. It gets pretty chaotic for me, so I can say that. But it's worth it. When you're handing out the trophies at the end of the day, you know, it's a great feeling. And, you know, just to feel like he wants to give back to the sport that has done so much for him. So, it's great being a promoter. And we enjoy it. Like I said, a lot of hard work, but, you know, it's enjoyable. We'll keep doing it for now.
I'm glad to hear that, and hopefully I'll be able to get out there to actually witness it live. But I'm so thankful you named it the Legends. The Legend. I mean, because Pete, in my eyes, well, you know how I feel. I've never made that, never made it a secret. I think you guys are one of the greatest families. One of the first families of natural bodybuilding because of how you go about doing what you're doing, but just also the fact that you stood the test of time because it's not easy. And, you know, anybody that can make a habit out of life makes it look easy, but it's not. You know, I'm not talking about stage. I'm not talking about the gym. I'm talking about being a husband and wife. It's not easy. There's a lot of work that goes into it. There's a lot of prep. There's a lot of everything. And if you don't work at it, you know, you're basically setting yourself up to fail, just like with anything else that you do. And to have the family gel the way you guys do and have everything happen the way it happens, it's just really special to be witness to where, you know, it. Because, like I said, it's not easy, but you guys sure make it look that way.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, we really try to, you know, make it work. We all support each other. You know, I think that's what makes our family so special. We all have each other back.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's needed. I mean, it's not an easy road. Just being married, but then, you know, having to do the travel. But, you know, I was in the military, and I've seen where the travel basically can be really hard on relationships because you're not, I guess, they're settled because you're constantly on the move. But, you know, it's the life we choose. And, you know, not just the military, but in a lot of things that happen, and still be able to stay together, it takes a special connection.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, with the travel, we really compromised on a lot of things. You know, we'll try to turn stuff down because it just works for our family. But, you know, what we try to do when we travel is we just try to make it fun. So if we have to go somewhere, you know, we spend a couple extra days, you know, kind of using it as a vacation. Just so you know, it's not so burdensome and there's something to look forward to. You know, because it's not fair to drive to the road and then, you know, in an auditorium all day and then, you know, watch that have fun. So, you know, we really try to make it fun and enjoyable. And we also say no to a lot of things. Like, you know, there's some things we can't do. And I don't always travel still. You know, sometimes I travel by myself, do stuff, but you know, just learning to balance. And sometimes you have to say no to things. You know, sometimes it's more important to stay home and, you know, do things to the kids and make their events. So it's just balancing and compromising.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a lot more compromising than most would be used to. It's not an easy thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys do it well, and I'm so glad you're such a great ambassadors for natural bodybuilding.
Well, thank you. I try.
Well, you do more than try. You're successful at it, and that takes, like I said, it's not easy. And when you can make it look easy, that's when it's special, because that means you're willing to do the work every day. Because, like I said, if it's a habit, it's something you've done consistently, and you guys do that well. And it's just a blessing to see it and know that, you know, we're in good hands, because the competitors make the difference. And, you know, when you guys can do what you're doing and become promoters and still stay the course and do something else and still stay the course, it's just so nice, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's like a lot of passion, you know?
Well, you know, it seemed like we just started talking, and then the show's already coming to an end, and I was kind of sad that it is. But thank you, Mary, so much. A wonderful job.
Well, thank you. Well,
great
thank you for
job.
Having me. It's good to hear the spouse's perspective. We all have different opinions, but it's good to hear it. So thank you for, you know, having us growth on. For guys, significant others. We appreciate it.
No, if it gets from natural bodybuilding out there, I want it, because I know the work that you guys put in, and it's amazing to be a part of it, but it's special to watch, and I really enjoy the good people, the camaraderie, I mean the love. That's one of the things that attracted me most to natural bodybuilding, is just the love and the camaraderie, because like I said, growing up in sports, I was used to us against them, and natural bodybuilding is simply not that way. It's basically us supporting each other, and may the best man or woman win.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Mary, do you have any shout-outs you want to give before we conclude the show?
Just a shout-out to my husband. Hey, babe. I don't know if you're listening.
Hey, he better not be listening to Beats by Dre.
Hi.
I said he better not be listening to those Beats by Dre.
I know, right? Yeah. I love them, and yeah. That's about it.
It was a wonderful job. Thank you so much. Say hi to the family and everybody. I know I'll be seeing you guys before the season is over. I don't know where or when yet, but I just know that it's going to happen, because you guys are just two great ambassadors for me to miss. So thank you again. Wonderful job on the show. Thank you for being so open and honest about everything. And God bless you and keep you. And if you got anything else to say, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Kaylin, so much for having me on. I look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a big hug, so don't be thinking I'm trying to squash you.
Yeah, don't squash me.
All right, Mary. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye, Kaylin.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
And, you know, it's just so many great things, so many wonderful people in natural bodybuilding. And you really don't know just how genuine they are until you meet them in person. As much as they might sound wonderful on the radio, as much as they might sound wonderful in interviews or on TV or wherever, you really don't know until you met them live. So if you get a chance to go to a live show, we have one coming up, the Kansas City Classic, this weekend. And next weekend we have Leif Anderson's show, the Minnesota Mayhem. And he'll be on tomorrow, and we'll be talking about that. So you can get the new updates that he has planned. And I hope everybody has a blessed night. I got to get myself over to 5-star and get my workout in, because the night ain't over until I get some of that stress out of myself. So God bless everybody, and I hope you enjoy this show. Barry, again, thank you. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. As always, you're just a gem and a blessing. And I wish everybody a great night.